It can only take so much spleen on spleen action. Welcome to the Padded Room Pillow Fight Pants Party. My name is Darian. Miss Monica is in the house.
I'm here.
Buddy is here wrestling with some dogs.
I'm here.
He's here. We had to let the dogs in real quick. We can't do a show unless they're in here humping legs and farting up the place.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't feel right.
Yeah, no, I can blame them.
Absolutely, me too. I've been crapping myself over here for years and blaming it on the dogs. Monica, what's up with you this week, babe?
Not much.
No? How you feeling?
I feel good.
We had some drinks last night on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we did.
We sampled the Leatherface concoction, courtesy of cakewolf.com. What do you got? It had like a nice kind of a like a Bloody Mary feel, it felt like to me.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
No.
I liked it. I don't like Bloody Marys, but I like that.
I saw bone broth in the fucking ingredients, and I said, no, I will not be drinking bone broth. Monica said we're all zombies now. We drank the bone broth.
I guess. Yeah. We're zombies now.
Or cannibals, or some other infected sons of bitches. It actually wasn't that bad. We did it live on the Facebook group. I know GP, Jason, and I think Janelle joined us for a drink.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
So thanks, guys, for that and having a shot with us or two.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Good times. I think we can probably do that again, right?
Maybe. Leatherface?
No, no, we can experiment with the other drinks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But we can do the live having a drink on Facebook thing.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Again, maybe we'll do it over here next time or something like that. It was a good time.
Next, we'll have to do the padded room one.
I'm scared. I'm intimidated by that thing. You heard what it did to GP last week. Holy shit, man. I never heard him like that. I mean, I'm glad it's kind of even him out a little bit, but it's weird. I don't know. It might just put me into a full-on coma.
Mm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Buddy, what's up with you, homeboy?
Not much. Just pretty much got getting ready for the party, setting it all up and all that stuff. You know.
For last night's extravaganza?
Yeah.
You, my friend, go all out with the horror game night. I love it.
Yeah, well, that's just a taste, because eventually I want to do a whole theme thing. So, I mean, yeah, we did a theme of Leatherface, but like a whole character type stuff. I want to get really involved with it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that about
you.
Cool. Yeah. I wish my wife would let me do that. She has no interest in me doing... This is my room here, and this is as far as my input goes. Yeah. My opinion does not matter past that door. After that, I'm none.
Past the inside of this door.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I can't even stand in the doorway and voice my opinion. I have to have the door closed, and I can shout in here as loud as I'd like, but she's just going to pretend she isn't hearing me, and then that's how it goes. See? No reaction at all. Oh, it's good times. I love your game nights, my friend.
Thank you.
That's like the high point of my my whole month right there.
Awesome.
All right, you maniacs. We got a regular shit show to get into. We got to crown ourselves Terradome champions. We got a movie or two to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should start this whole extravaganza off with a little horror news.
Yeah.
Horror news.
Monica, take us away.
Okay, so remember when I heard the story about Train to Busan and I got you guys all excited for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sequel, right?
No, well,
when the original.
Yeah,
okay,
when that
yeah.
came out. So there is a new Australian movie.
Okay.
Called mm-hmm. Killing Ground.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh, okay. So apparently, it just filmed at. I'm sorry, it just showed at the Sundance Festival.
Cool.
And they are raving about this movie.
Really?
So, yeah. So it's going to be coming to America.
Awesome. What are we talking about here? Zombies or...
No, this idea? Is... Okay, so Damien Powers is the director and he wrote the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much... how can I explain it? It's a violent movie.
Okay.
But it's pretty much about like two different families and they're camping and then they're psychopaths.
Oh.
And so it takes it to a more extreme level.
Okay.
Nice.
So, and because it's Australian, you know it's going to be fantastic. So, yeah, so it's going to hit America soon at just a few theaters, and then they're going to have a big release in Australia after March 10th for it.
Very cool.
Yeah, right on. I'm
psyched for
yeah.
that.
But the trailers are up. You can definitely check it out.
Is it just because I'm a horror fan, or is it just fuck camping in general? My wife always wants to go camping, and I'm like, no, I'm not going camping. It could be because I'm ex-military, and I've done that a lot in my day.
Right.
Or it could be because I'm a horror fan, and I know what the hell happens when you go camping. Nothing good. How many pornos have you seen have taken place at a campground? I can't think of a single one.
Not ones they live after.
That's exactly right. And how many horror films take place with people camping?
Every single
Friday the 13th one.
Yeah.
Fucking countless others.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. Not camping. Especially in Australia, apparently.
Yes.
Scratch that one off my list. You got anything else, Monica?
But that's it.
Buddy?
All right, so The Mummy and The Dark Tower have joined Funko Pop, the vinyl line.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know a couple individuals into that.
I do. I know them. I'm not one of them.
And see, I got a Living Dead doll fans. A demonically possessed Linda Blair has joined the collection.
Those are the little baby head things,
yes.
right? Okay.
Yeah.
Those things have been around forever.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, I remember seeing those in high school at Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that have been around a while, the muscle figures.
Oh, yeah.
So last year, Super 7 brought the characters from Alien into Muscle, in the muscle line, and now the sequel is getting the same treatment.
I had buckets of those goddamn things.
I still have mine.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, shit. The pink ones?
Yes.
Those are the best. Because I remember, like, towards the end of the... you remember Muscle Men, Monica?
Are those the muscly dolls?
They're, like, that big.
Yeah, they're little...
They're, like, little wrestler guys. For some reason, they were all pink. But I remember, like, a couple of years after they came out, they started multicoloring them.
Yeah. Yellow.
Yeah, all kinds of weird colors. Yeah. But the pink ones, those are the ones you want to get.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
All right, that's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, let's see here. I got a few things to talk about.
All right.
Hulu, do we all have Hulu?
Yes.
It looks like Hulu and Bad Robot have joined forces to announce Castle Rock, a TV show based on the Stephen King locale and all the weird shit that's gone on around it.
Wow.
What do you got? You got Cujo, took place at Castle Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Needful Things. I don't think Christine did. There's like three or four of his big books took place at Castle Rock, and it was referenced all throughout all of his books. Because they all took place in and around Maine, rural Maine. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
is that where the Storm of the Century was too?
It might be.
It might
be. I think you might be right about that. That was a long fucking movie, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That was like another one of those five part opuses on
Channel
4.
One.
That one wasn't bad
compared
to some of the other ones. Let's see here. We got a release date for the next Purge movie, 4th of July, 2018.
Okay.
Fitting, I'm sure. I wonder which way, because like at the end of the third one, they were talking about repealing the Purge, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So are we just going to, what are we going to do there?
People are probably going to riot against it. No, we don't.
We want the Purge.
Yeah, we want the Purge.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I don't know if Frank Grillo's attached to this one or not. Infection at Outpost 31 is a board game that was just released based on The Thing, announced by Mondo Games. How dope would that be?
That would be cool.
Remember our Thing party game that we came up with, Monica?
Yeah.
If they ripped me off, I'm going to be furious. There's going to be some lawsuits happening. I'll go back and find that episode.
Yeah,
and I will
have it.
Oh, I'll get a cheesy sleazy, slick back hair attorney, and he will eat the asshole out of Mondo Games, you motherfuckers. Hmm. I'll probably check it out, though. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a good time. I'm kind of on a horror board game kick right now, anyway. Ryan Murphy, the creator of American Horror Story, has announced the theme for the next season.
And?
Presidential election.
Why does that not surprise me?
I say good day, sir. Good day.
I'm not even excited.
I'm not either. I'll probably
watch it anyway.
I kind of have to. I'm a completionist with the VHS, but I mean, all right. So you're probably going to have like an evil Antichrist Republican, and then some. I don't know, other person, and it's just going to be, I don't know, dude. I
wonder if it's going to be like Purge-ish.
That might be all right.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I'm sick of politics in general.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of the whole shit. Speaking of The Purge, have you guys seen a movie called The Raid?
Mm-mm.
It's, I think it's Thai. It's either Thai or possibly Filipino, but it's about this, like a police SWAT team that is raiding a drug compound that's like this apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
And they get in there, and about halfway through, somebody tips off the drug dealers, so it just goes into full-on slaughter mode.
Right.
Against the cops. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, yeah.
The action sequences in that are absolutely fucking insane.
Wow.
And like the kung fu machete fights and shit like that.
It's
fucking nuts. Americanization they've been talking about for a while. It looks like our own Frank Grillo is set to star in it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. That would be all right.
Okay. Yeah.
I like Frank Grillo.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can pull off that style of action, though.
We'll find out.
Because those, dude, The Raid, those action sequences are on crack.
Wow.
They're like throwing refrigerators at each other and shit. It's nuts. It is nuts. But I'll check it out anyway. I like Frank Grillo, and I'll see how they do in the Americanization.
That sounds good.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. That's all we got on the horror news. I think it's time to get into some listener mail action.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I'm dreading listener mail. Everybody's going to be voting for the Terror Dome. I don't think I'm going to come out ahead of this one, to be honest with you.
Listener mail.
Mm-hmm. We got the voicemails, the emails, the whole goddamn thing. Let's start it off in email land.
Yeah.
With our old friend. Oh, we got a brand new listener.
Yay.
It's a brand new listener.
Welcome, welcome.
Definitely.
Let's talk to Steven. I believe this is Steve. It came to us from the MacNez podcast.
Okay.
We said what's up to him a couple shows ago.
Yeah, right on.
Subject line, Freddy, Freddy, Freddy. Well, clearly he's voting for Pyramid Head. Freddy has this wrapped up. The reason I say this is because I had to Google who the fuck Pyramid Head was. Okay, well, I mean, if that's the case, then this clearly isn't an educated vote, right? Because, I mean, you can't... You can't be... all right. God damn it.
It just shows you how good Freddy is.
Oh, whatever. That's two for Frederick. So sticking to what I know, Freddy for the championship. Thanks, Steve.
Right on.
P.S. The show rocks.
Hey, Thank you.
Thanks for checking us out, Steve-Z.
Yeah.
Very cool, man.
Thanks for writing in.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Love hearing from new people. Here comes Sean from right here in Reno.
What's going on, Sean?
Sean's in the house. Subject line this week. I'll start with the Terror Dome this week. For singles, I'm definitely going with Pyramid Head because I don't even think he sleeps and he's way cooler than Freddy. Thank you very much, Sean.
I know, right?
Thank you, Sean. You're an educated man. Teams, I'm going Predators. God damn it, Sean. We were getting along so nicely there. They have superior weaponry and would learn real quick if even one of them were taken down by the zombies. Plus, it would be pretty hard to raise your army with a ground pound if your arms were blown off by a shoulder-mounted rocket or something. Mm-hmm. I think Herzog can just yell, though, can he? In the first one, didn't he just like give like a... and then they all stood up?
I thought he did. He screamed or something.
In the second one is when he started pounding the ground. So I'm going to put you down for the zombies, Sean.
But you know what? If his arm gets blown off, he can just go find his arm.
Yeah. Yeah. Or somebody else can grab his arm and pound it, apparently. Okay, immersion therapy. Clinical isn't what I would call a bad movie, but I don't think I'd necessarily classify it as a good movie either. It maintained my attention long enough to get through it while I was doing some work on my computer, and I think I'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anybody else see that twist coming at the end?
Mm-mm.
With the father-daughter thing? Mm. I did, but whatever. Monica, this week, I think, is from the wonderfully terrible Ticks. You nailed it, Sean! Right. You nailed it!
Wow, good job, Sean.
Well done, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if there was a dog or not, but they definitely have the numbers and the troubled kids things going for them. That's it, Sean. Thanks for writing in, Sean.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, there was a dog in there.
Yeah.
Shit, I can't think of his name. The dude that played Carlton.
Yeah.
He brought his dog.
They called him Panic.
Yeah.
Was the character name. Yeah. He's like, call me Panic, because I never do.
Okay.
Alrighty. So really, they could call you a lot of things that you never do. So. Oh, that's a silly fucking movie right there.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, here comes Angel.
Angel.
Oakland, California. Subject line, padded room ketchup. Oh, man, for once I actually immediately knew exactly what Miss Monica was talking about. I loved Hideaway when it came out and also thought Jeremy Sisto was pretty hot in it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't manage to get to the episode in time to get my answer in, though. This week, is this the movie Ticks? I have vague memory of this movie, and I thought it might be in since Monica mentioned a dog. Well, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Well wow. done, Angel. I didn't get Ticks at all. I was thinking like Night of the Creeps or something, but I don't remember a dog in trouble. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Those were frat boys. They weren't troubled kids. This week is the... Oh, yeah. In a... Okay, yeah. I also need to put in my vote for Freddy.
God yeah.
damn it. Angel, what are you doing? Who I will continue to vote for as long as he's in the running. I forgot who the groups is, so I'll just go with whatever Darian says for the teams. Well, that's two for the Nazi zombies then.
Did you just add that in there?
She said that. Don't worry about it. That's what she said. Have you guys talked about the movie Get Out yet? Those trailers are pretty freaky, so I'll probably check that out when it comes out. That's all for now, Angel. I haven't heard of this Get Out.
Uh-oh. Oh, you haven't?
No. Have you seen? Have you seen it?
Yeah, if it's the one I'm thinking it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a couple. Black guy, white girl, they go...
Oh, yeah. The interracial thing and a lot of racial stuff going on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks interesting. No?
I'm really surprised somebody made a movie like this.
I think it's... What are they going for? Like a haunted house thing?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it looks pretty weird. And with the racial stuff going on right now, I don't know if this is the best time for that sort of thing.
Well, I think it's like a white community and they, I don't know, do stuff to black people. So I'm like, holy shit.
Wow. Perfect. Just what we need.
Wow.
Very cool. Here comes Tim from Sydney, Australia.
What's going on, Tim?
Subject line, your Terror Dome champion is... God damn it, Tim. Hey, guys. How's things? I hope you all recovered from the Leatherface shot. Now down to business. Immersion therapy. Clinical. I actually enjoyed this film. It wasn't excellent, but after hearing so many bad reviews, it wasn't the film I was expecting. Terror Dome. Singles. I'm sorry, Darian, but Freddy's winning this year in singles. I was going to take the Nazis, but after hearing some good points made from GP, I'll have to agree and go with the Predators.
GP.
That motherfucker. I'm gonna ban his ass from the Facebook page. Predators, but not really. Anyway, y'all have a good one. Bye. Very cool. That's two more for Freddy, and two more for the Predators.
All right.
And I forgot to count Pyramid Head. Okay, very cool. Thanks for writing in. Up next, we got Ryan coming in from Frosty, Montana.
Woo! Hey, Ryan.
Subject line, votes. Hey, Padded Room. Hope you all had a good week. Just wanted to get my votes in. For singles, I will take Freddie.
Yeah.
Fucking shit, Ryan. Are you serious? For teams, I will take the Predators. I believe they have technology advantage to take out the zombies. Later, Ryan. Dude, if you people can't be counted on to vote responsibly, then I'm going to have to start doctoring the votes. Oh, wait. Those are the fucking... I think Russia has hacked the Terra Dome. That's what I'm thinking at this point. I don't know that any of these people have actually written in or not. Our next email is from Oleg. No, it's from Tony.
What's going on, Tony?
Subject line, the championship. Greetings, Padded Room. For the Terra Dome championship, I will take the Predators and Freddy. Fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, fuck right off. The Predators. Whatever, Tony. I also asked my 2-year-old and my 2 dogs, and they all picked Freddy too, so technically that's 4 votes for Freddy. Hey, that's bullshit. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Russians have hacked the fucking Terra Dome. God damn it.
Dogs have nightmares too.
I thought Clinical was just okay. It was slow and very talky. The girl from The Hills Have Eyes is still decent to look at. Was that the girl? Oh, that was Hills Have Eyes. No shit.
Wow.
I didn't recognize her.
Yeah, I didn't either. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, she's still pretty hot. I mean, yeah. Hills Have Eyes was what, 10 years ago, give or take?
Yeah, like 2006 or something.
Yeah, she hasn't aged hardly at all.
Maybe she's a...
A vampire.
A vampire.
It could be. Her and Keanu Reeves, right?
Yeah.
This week, I watched quite a bit. Got in the first 2 episodes of Taboo. Tom Hardy is a bad motherfucker. I also rewatched They Live in High Tension. And the new movie I watched was All I Want. That one was watchable. Decent looking girls in their underwear. Predictable story, though. Until next week, Tony. Very cool, Tony. Thanks for checking in with us, homeboy.
Yeah.
And that is it for the emails. Let's get into some voicemails here.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. I believe this one to be from Gracie's Poppy. Or possibly Sarah. Or some random guy in New Jersey. You never know.
Or somebody from Russia.
There's more than 2 people in New Jersey last time I checked.
Hey, Jimmy. I just figured out something I did wrong with the Padded Room shot.
Oh, okay.
When I read equal parts Everclear to Mango Juice,
yeah,
for the shot, I took a shot of Everclear and a shot of Mango Juice.
That's what I was.
So basically, I took a double shot. So I ended up doing, I guess, a total of 4 shots.
Holy cow!
Bang bang. So I guess that probably would. In case somebody tries one and thinks I'm being a pussy or whatever, I just don't know.
You, sir, are not a pussy when it comes to drinking.
Mention that. I'll get back to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very cool, GP. I thought that's what that meant, equal parts. 1 shot Everclear, 1 shot Mango, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, if you're doing a shot, it's actually supposed to be half a shot. Because you're supposed to put it in a shot glass, so it's not really a full shot.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be half and half.
That makes sense. Yeah. Spoken like a true alcoholic, buddy.
Oh.
Well done, sir. So I guess it's a half shot of Mango and a half shot of Everclear. That's slightly less intimidating than the full shebang.
I'd probably still do the full.
Me too.
Because we got the skull glass. Yeah.
Those
skull
things
shot.
Are beasts, dude. That's like 3 shots in 1 skull. God. I believe this one to be Sarah then. A little birdie told me that she called from her local library, which is probably not the best idea. Let's see how many times she gets shushed.
Hey, Padded Room.
Hey, Sarah.
It's Sarah.
You can tell she's trying to be quiet.
Let me just tell you that I'm in a library right now. Twin Peaks-ish kind of call. I'm currently in a library, and your message just blared out because I forgot to turn down the thing. So,
well done. I call that free advertising.
You reached the mental health hotline.
Everybody thinks you're crazy.
Thanks for that. That's totally my fault. I'm sorry. So, I totally forgot to say, but last week I didn't call in because I didn't watch Imagine Therapy. I didn't want to. Plus, my dad was drunk, so I'm pretty happy that I didn't. But I went to go see Rings with my friend.
Oh, cool. What'd you think of that?
Which, if you don't know, you're hiding under a rock, and I don't want to talk to you. But it is the sequel, I think it looked like it, of
The Ring. Yes.
Yeah. Which, it actually was pretty good. I actually kind of liked it.
Nice.
There were a few jumping moments with me and my friend. Very cool. Both aren't really afraid of this kind of stuff because we were born into the horror family.
Yeah.
So, you're a salty veteran there,
it's a good
Sarah.
Movie. Instead of watching 50 Shades Darker,
which go watch that movie. You probably shouldn't if you're 15.
Freaking pervs. Anyway, I probably should stop talking before someone actually stares at me and actually thinks I'm crazy.
I think it's too late for that, babe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in, Sarah.
Yeah.
I often worry about that a little bit because I always have horror movies on. And my two-year-old son, Deacon, is just in and out, and he's seeing all kinds of naked chicks getting cut in half and shit like that. And every now and then, I just watch that documentary about the Slender Man and the kids stabbing each other. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, fuck, what am I doing here? But the good news is that Sarah seems okay, and she grew up in the same type of thing. I grew up with horror movies, too. And other than being, you know, somewhat sociopathic, I'm okay.
We're all okay.
I'm fine. Yeah. You got a thing for old man porn. I don't know that I would call that okay. I think there may be some issues there, young lady. All right, Sarah. Thanks for calling in, babe. Let's see who's up next here. I believe this to be Gracie's Poppy again.
Hey, it's JP. Just going to pick up my daughter Sarah.
Cool.
Hopefully she's not in the library listening to her phone.
Very cool.
I have my daughter Gracie with me. Say hi, Gracie.
Hi.
Hi, Gracie.
Hi, Gracie.
All right, down to business. Your new terrorism champions. It's gonna be Freddy and the Predators. So there. Fuck y'all. Sorry, Grace. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Clinical. Oh, by the way, thanks for the shot, dude. Last night.
Butterface.
Bone broth.
Oh, bone broth.
As a chef, broth is made. You know, bone broth could be chicken broth, beef broth, veal broth.
Oh, really?
For phones, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, it was kind of cool to get that, and thanks for the shot. I reciprocated, although Sarah gave me shit about it.
We heard.
Let's see. Immersion Therapy Clinical.
What do you think?
Hold your ears, Chris.
Really?
I was kind of fucked up. I mean, I liked it. It was disturbing, and I didn't see that twist coming. I thought it was... when I saw it, that 20 minutes left after they find out that she killed her boyfriend, I thought, you know, it could end right there.
Right.
And it went on. I'm like, well, what else can they say? And then you find out what the fuck happens. So, I like it. It was pretty cool.
Right on.
I don't want to traumatize my daughter Gracie any more than I have to, so I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very cool.
Yeah.
And shut off.
Oh. He's having every now and then he gets in these arguments with his phone about when to hang up and when not to hang up. Very cool, GP. Thanks for calling in again.
Yeah.
It was all right. Clinical. It wasn't the best thing I've ever seen. Wasn't the worst either. We got one more here. I believe this to probably be Alan, I think.
Padded room.
There he
what's
is.
Up?
What's going on, Alan?
Give me Pyramid Head and the Nazi Zombies, and I think Monica is from Tix. That's all I got. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Beautiful. You nailed it, Alan.
Wow. Good job.
Apparently that one was a little easier than we thought.
Really?
Yeah, well, what? Four people got it? Four or five people?
Yeah.
Nailed it. Crazy. Good times.
This week's is easy.
That's what you always say.
I know, right?
Okay, this is going to be an easy one. It's made in the 1920s. Think 1920s. It's actually an all-Latin movie. They don't speak English at all. And it's about aliens from fucking somewhere else.
Guam.
Yeah, it was set in Guam. Very cool. That's all we got on the listener mail front, kids. You guys got anything for Alan, GP, Sarah, Tony, Steve, Angel, Sean, or anybody else?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for...
And welcome.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, and if you didn't get a chance, inmates, we'll have another drink with you on Facebook. I don't know, maybe in a month or so, whenever.
Sure.
Whenever we get around to it. Daddy D needs to dry out a little bit.
Me too.
And I need to get my fat ass back in shape because it's not looking good right now.
I agree.
Yeah. Let's, I mean, I guess if bone broth is good for you, then that's kind of like a health shake.
No, well, just with vodka. When you weren't in here, I was reading it actually works for weight loss too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, there you go. So if you can just keep deep-throating those beef sticks. If you didn't see it, inmates, you want to watch Monica do some tricks with a beef stick, you're going to want to check out that video. We're going to release it on YouTube also, and probably X videos.
Yeah. She might be a vegetarian, but she can still put a beef stick.
She can take a beef stick. Oh, 12-year-olds all over the place are just going to be hammering them out of that. Well done. Well done, Monica. All right, you savages. Let's get ourselves into a movie here, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Can't you see us?
Hey.
Hey, help us out, will you?
Come on.
I've covered an area 50 square miles and found nothing. Over.
Well, I guess we're going to have to check out their course by boat.
How could they disappear to thin air? Maybe it's true the Phantom Ship does exist.
Ghost Galleon. This book is the daily navigational guide the captain had on board the ship more than two centuries ago.
Lorena! Lorena!
Ghost Galleon. A sinister ship, condemned to sail eternally.
You're not going anywhere. You stay here and do as you're told.
Let me go. You mustn't do that to her.
Keep out of this, Lil. You're involved enough in this already.
What at the beginning was only a legend turned into the most horrible reality. Ghost Galleon. Maria Pershey. Jack Taylor. Barbara Ray. Carlos Lemos. Manuel de Blas. Blanca Estrada in Ghost Galleon.
You want me to do it?
I told you I'm scared.
Five human beings with selfish passions find themselves aboard a ship sailing through a night without end.
Would you? You said you would.
Oh, come on now, cut it out.
And I could learn to do all the important things like fixing my hair. And I could learn to be just like you.
It seemed like a nightmare. But death, which came to them one by one, forced them to accept the horrible reality.
I told you they wouldn't try to do it. And yet, they tried. And now, like all the rest of them, they disappeared. Just like magic.
An important film.
I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm getting out of here.
The most horrifying sacrifices in unimaginable circumstances in the middle of the ocean. Death was at the end of this adventure. Ghost Galleon.
Murder!
Help! Somebody help me! They've got me!
Ghost Galleon.
It's coming directly at us! The ship's gonna hit us!
Woo! Little Ghost Galleon for you.
Yeah.
Third installment in the Blind Dead franchise. I remembered liking this movie a lot more than I did this morning when I watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is part three of The Blind Dead. This one's written and directed by Armand Asario again. This one stars Maria Pesci, Jack Taylor, and Barbara Ray. Jack Taylor is becoming a repeat offender here in the padded room. You may remember him from such classics as The Vampire's Night Orgy.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has a very sharp face. You notice that?
Like, yeah. His
cheekbones are all like sharpened to a fine point.
With that stash.
I didn't remember his name, but as soon as I saw him, I'm like, hey, that guy's from Pieces.
Yeah, Pieces too. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the best Jack Taylor's going to get is Pieces. This one starts off with a photo shoot. We've got some scantily clad models taking bikini shots.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an older, kind of a slightly bitchy photographer, and she's running the show, and she's getting kind of snotty with these models. Yeah. She's kind of a bitch bag, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hot, too, though, in a milfy way. Oh. You don't think so, Monica?
Well, I don't know.
I would probably snap one out to her if there was some, like, you know, some context to it, like, maybe she's my neighbor and she wanted to stop by and then she noticed my wife wasn't here.
Oh.
And then, I mean, I'm just spitballing here. I'm willing to work with her.
Well, maybe she's okay. Listening now.
Well, she's probably dead.
Oh.
And by now she's at least 90 if she is alive. I don't want to go that milfy. So that's what's happening. Pretty soon another model stumbles into this photo shoot. Blonde, what was her name, the other model? The photographer's name is Naomi. The other model is not Catherine. It is Maria, maybe?
Noemi?
I thought that was the photographer. Ghost Galleon. Or Blind Dead 3, as it's also known. Lillian.
Oh, Lillian, yeah.
Lillian is the photographer, actually. Is it Noemi? Is that how you pronounce it? It's got one of those weird squiggly lines on the name.
Well, we should just say Naomi.
Naomi is fine, because that's going to fuck me up if I keep trying to say Noemi. Noemi, Noemi, Noemi. okay, so Lillian is our photographer. Pretty soon this hot blonde comes in, Naomi, and she's like, hey, you son of a bitch and photographer, what happened to my roommate? The photographer's like, I don't know who you are or who your roommate is or what the fuck you're talking about. Through some very intense English dub dialogue, we find out that Lillian hired Naomi's, that's going to fuck me up too, Naomi's roommate to do a photo shoot in which she never returned from.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the last point of contact for the roommate. The roommate's name is Catherine, by the way. And we get the feeling immediately that Lillian knows more about Catherine's disappearance than she's letting on.
Mm-hmm.
So after like a brief interrogation, finally Lillian is like, okay, you want to know what happened to Catherine? Meet me down at the docks at tomorrow morning. Okay, immediately we're into some shady business here. Okay, yeah. Why am I meeting you at the docks? You're a fucking photographer. Or you're not a drug dealer. Why are we meeting at the docks? This is wacky. So they meet at the docks the next morning. They jump in a car and they take off. Now we're almost full on into James Bond land at mm-hmm. this point. This is very strange, especially for the world of modeling and photography. They go to a secluded warehouse. I guess it was a warehouse. It looked kind of like a mausoleum, though.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of a warehouse mausoleum type of thing, and we find out what's going on. Basically, Catherine is on a top secret photo shoot, highly classified fashion business. And basically, what this boils down to is a publicity stunt by a clothing company. This is completely ridiculous. The clothing company has hired a couple of models, set them adrift out at sea so that they could be rescued, and in grandiose fashion, with news headlines and the big story of their rescue, they'll come out of the ship wearing their clothes, and that's like free publicity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you do that when you can just have a fashion show? And everybody, your clients are more likely to watch a fashion show than the news.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Whatever. This is 1974. I don't know. Lazy writing, I suppose. And then we meet Jack Taylor. He plays a guy named Tucker. He's the head of the clothing company, and this whole fucking thing was his grand idea. He also has a right-hand man, like a henchman dude named Sergio, who's kind of swarthy, and I get the feeling he's up to no good. He's got like the token scumbag look about him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening. Bad news. Naomi is now no longer free to leave because we can't have her telling people about this. This top secret fashion stuff right here.
Yeah.
I know you're hungover. You want me to close these? Sure.
Yeah.
Sun just came out on us inmates, and Buddy's looking like he might be hurting over him. So that's ridiculous, but that's what's going on. The good news is that they're keeping track of where the girls are out at sea, and they're in constant radio contact with them. And the plan was to set them adrift, but put them like in the middle of a shipping lane, so another ship would pick them up very soon, and then they would get their news headlines and all of that. Ridiculous. All right, so they're on the apparently the young ladies, Catherine and the other hot chick, they're out there. They have to check in via the radio with the warehouse group every day at a certain time and let them know what's going on. So now we get to cut to Catherine and her friend out adrift at sea on their little speedboat. They're dressed very nicely.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking good with their high fashion. No?
Well, Monica says no. I was just like, okay, if anybody has been on the ocean at nighttime, come on, you're in a swimsuit, you're going to fucking freeze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
that was my only issue.
Monica's just mad because they weren't wearing hoodies and baggy jeans. Well, what kind of fashion is this? These chicks with their bikinis, they look like crap. Get them a crazy bitch hoodie. That's what they need.
They need at least a blanket or something.
That's pretty wacky. But they're in contact with their home base, so everything's going good so far.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Naomi basically gets abducted. She can't leave, so Sergio like grabs her and throws her in a cell that they have in this weird warehouse operation.
Yeah. That was a little creepy.
What the fuck is going on in this warehouse? They got dead guys in there, and then they got like a weird holding cell area. I don't know what's happening. I think it's like a front for human trafficking or something.
Yeah.
Nasty. Okay, so now we cut back to the girls out at sea. This mysterious fog bank has just encircled them. And pretty soon we see like an actual ghost galleon coming through the fog at them.
Yeah.
Was it just me, or was it blatantly obvious that that was a miniature boat?
Yeah,
they were like,
blatantly
it was
obvious.
Like in somebody's bathtub or something. Whatever. Whatever.
Zooming out.
God bless them for trying.
Yeah.
Made up for
it. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the blind dead that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good times. I'd like to get that as a ringtone if that's possible. Regardless, they got this ghost galleon coming at them and they're like, hey, there's a ship. What the hell are we going to do? And I don't know if they just don't know how to steer their motorboat or what, but they make no attempt to get the motorboat out of the way of the galleon. Yeah. They just keep shooting flares off. Hey, and then they're, hey, we're over here. Hey, look out. No, you move. We can't move, so you got to move. But then, so the galleon rams their little speedboat. And by ram, I mean like gently nudges it and just gives like a thunk.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the speedboat like gets like an inch and a half of water down there. And then I guess we're saying it punched a hole in the speedboat.
I know, right? Yeah.
It did not punch a hole in anything. I don't know how that water got there. I think they had like a bottle of water and it got knocked over.
Right.
And then they started freaking out because they thought the boat was sinking.
or they pissed themselves.
That could be that too.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh shit,
according to Monica, they had to stay warm somehow out there. Giving each other golden showers for Christmas.
Oh boy.
Bad.
Boom! I snuck in a golden shower reference, inmates. You're gonna love it. All right, so that's weird. Catherine decides to stay on the speedboat. She wants no part of this ghost galleon business. The other chick is like, well, we got an inch and a half of water down here, so this thing's gonna probably sink sometime in the next month or two, so we better get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So she goes full Batman on us and breaks out a grappling hook and has like a weird rope ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Not unlike the fire ladder from Sorority House Massacre. Throws it up there and climbs aboard the Ghost Galleon. Now, again, this is a ghost galleon, and it looks accordingly. It's all cobwebbed up, and there's nobody on board. And it's they're in. I guess it's still daytime, but they're in the middle of this fucking fog bank, which I guess warps time and space or some shit, because now it's nighttime, and it never is not nighttime on the galleon. So that's pretty creepy. She gets in there. She gets creeping around. Catherine stays on the speedboat. Now we cut back to the weird human trafficking warehouse. What's her name? Naomi gets like a like they leave her door open or something like that. So she's making her grand escape. She goes hauling ass. Sergio goes to get her a cup of water, and then he comes back and she's gone. So Sergio chases her down, grabs her, and throws her back in the cell. And then chokes her a little bit, and then they just start making out.
Yeah.
And she gets all orgasmic with it. Yeah. She's like, stop it, you're hurting me. Oh. All right. What do you think, Monica? You get choked, does that turn you on a little bit?
No.
Yeah, me neither. No? Freaks me out. Freaks me out, man. I'm going to put a wrist lock on you if you do some shit like that.
Well, I guess I better cross that off my list.
There goes my plans for later.
Shit. Damn it.
Well, good to know. All right, that's weird. So I don't think that was pertinent to the story in any way, and I don't know why they threw that in there. I think if we had watched, if there is a Spanish version of this, maybe there may have been a booby in there, but we didn't get that. Yeah. And I don't think Sergio actually raped her. I think he just kind of...
caressed.
Yeah, you know, got all sensual with her there for a second. Okay, so now we cut to day two out on the speedboat. Apparently, Catherine just went to sleep after the other chick left.
Mm-hmm.
So she wakes up and she's got her little radio headset and it's floating around in an inch of water. Excuse me. She tries to contact HQ and they're not there. So then she climbs aboard the Ghost Galleon. To be honest, if I was out there, I'd probably want to poke around on the galleon too. Just because it looks cool.
Yeah.
Right? See if I can find some souvenirs or something. She gets up there, and we never really saw what happened to the first girl, other than it cuts to like a empty space and then a lot of screaming, and then that's it for the first girl. Yeah, that's a good one. I think I need to get my dog on the bone broth. Yeah. It might help him out. All right.
I don't smell it yet.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming, sweetie.
Wait for it.
All right, now we cut back to the human trafficking warehouse. Or no, we're still out at the Ghost Galleon. We get, there's a lot of unnecessary footage in this movie. We probably could have cut it down to about 20 minutes. So we get a good, I don't know, probably 5-6 minutes of her just poking around the Ghost Galleon and like looking around corners and all this shit. Eventually she finds the travel bag of the first girl, and she goes into one of the cabins, finds it there, opens it up, finds a little transistor radio and starts cranking out some smooth jazz.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happened to Virginia in the first movie? Mm-hmm. Stay away from fucking radios, dude. They're goddamn, they're blind, but if you feel the need for smooth jazz, they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
So she's just chilling there, and then we get the iconic shots of the blind dead rising from their crypts in the hull of the ship, which I thought was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Same old blind dead. They're just skeletons with weird facial hair and Templar robes. They get up. They're very slow, and they start creeping around, and then eventually they corner Catherine. She kind of like heads up to the deck, and then they corner her up there. And then she runs around a little bit, and then they corner her again. And eventually, they all just kind of get underneath her and scoop her up and throw her overboard. Which, actually, I think is the way you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
If I see those guys coming at me, I'll go ahead and take
them. I would have jumped.
Yeah. I'm not fucking around. Well, I mean, honestly, I'd probably pick those guys up and snap them over your knee. Right?
Right.
They're like dry kindling, pretty much.
Yeah, or go back to the boat.
Yeah, get back in your speedboat. Mm-hmm. Take off the Batman grappling hook, and you're on your way. Whatever you want to do there, Catherine, you're now out of the equation. So goodbye. I miss her already. Now we cut back to the human trafficking warehouse. They're starting to get seriously worried because they can't seem to raise Catherine on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit. She was complaining about this weird fog bank and said some shit about a ghost galleon, and then she disappeared.
Yeah.
So the first place we're going to go is to what I guess is a meteorologist.
Something
or
like that.
Some kind. They just called him the professor.
Yeah.
Professor of what? I have no idea. They go to his office, or quote-unquote research center, which had three maps and a desk on the wall. So that's how you know he's in business. He's like, they're like, hey, man, we lost this ship over around this part. They said it was a fog bank, and they break out the nautical maps, and the professor's like, well, that's impossible. It's too close to the equator. There's never any fog there. So if you'll excuse me, I need to get back to my research. Mm-hmm. And Tucker and Lillian are like, fine, fuck off, goodbye. But then as they're leaving, Lillian is like, hey, do you know anything about, like, a weird galleon that's floating around there or anything? And then the professor gets all excited. Oh, my God! You saw the galleon? Where's the galleon? It's like this weird fucking folkloric thing that there's a ghost galleon that floats around and all this shit. Now he's all fired off.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, but we don't know anything about it, so we're just going to take off. He's like, wait, take me with you. If you see the galleon, I want to know about it. Will you let me know, and I got to go, and maybe we can all get on the galleon. They're like, oh, fucking what? This guy now? Now he wants to come too? All right, Jesus. Fine, fine. I guess we need somebody that knows something about something on this boat.
Yeah.
So the professor agrees to go. They agree to take the professor. So now we cut to like a day or two later. We got Sergio, the professor, Lillian, the photographer, and Tucker, the clothing magnate guy. And they're all aboard the SS Ascot. What happened to the Ascot? Is that just not a thing anymore?
I don't know.
I never understood the purpose of the Ascot or why you would wear one. Hey, I got this neck. Why don't I cut up a piece of fabric and wrap it around there?
Yeah.
What's the point of that? I have no idea. So anyway, they all got Ascots on, and they're all floating towards wherever the last point of contact was for this fucking speedboat. They get out there, a couple days go by, eventually they get to round about the area where they're supposed to be, and sure as shit, here comes the fog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool. So here's the fog, the galleon should be right in there, we'll just go in there, pick up the girls, and be on our way. They go in there, they see the galleon, they climb aboard the galleon, and they start poking around, there's no sign of the girls. They see the Batman grappling hook and the speedboat on the other side of the galleon, and they're like, oh, there it is, so they gotta be here somewhere.
Right.
Pretty soon, like, I guess the fog in this place, like, distorts time, because they all lay down and take a nap, but then they wake up and they're like, we were asleep for 14 hours. I don't know about that shit. I think you guys are doing mushrooms on the yacht is what you were doing.
It was actually 2 hours, not 14.
It was probably like 20 minutes. It was a power nap, for Christ's sakes. They're like, oh shit, we were asleep for 14 hours. While they were asleep, the hot blonde, Naomi, gets up and starts poking around. And this is where we get a somewhat lesbian-like flashback scene. And I could be completely off base here, but what I got from the flashback scene is that her and Catherine were roommates. Naomi is like the real model, and Catherine was like a semi-attractive, aspiring model.
Yeah.
Naomi was supposed to be on this publicity stunt, but she kicked the job down to Catherine instead. And that's why Naomi feels so responsible for Catherine, because it was supposed to be her gig, and now Catherine's the one in danger.
Right.
Is that what you guys got?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just completely pulled that out of my ass.
Pretty good.
I got a nice ass. How do you like that? So Naomi's up poking around. Eventually she finds Catherine's travel bag with the transistor radio in it, and she's like, oh, Catherine, perfect. And she goes poking around down below decks, and that's when we see all the crypts with the undead Templars in them. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, okay. And then they all start coming out of the crypts, and then they just chase Naomi upstairs. And by chase, I mean mosey after her as slow as humanly possible. Yeah. She does a good job of, like, falling on some stairs and, I guess, twisting an ankle or something, because after that point, she just starts crawling and screaming for help.
Yeah, it's like her shoe got caught in the
I don't
stairway.
Fucking know. I have no idea. And furthermore, she is yelling and screaming. She's not really making any kind of attempt to get the fuck out of there.
Uh-uh.
And what's worse is this whole sequence takes up about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. She goes, she crawls up the stairs. Sergio, help me. Help me, Sergio. And then the blind dead come up and they grab her and they take her all the way back downstairs, moving as slow as they possibly can. And then they strap her to some kind of a thing, and then they cut her head off, and then they cut her hands off, and then they start eating all the parts, and that's it for Naomi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good 12-minute chunk of movie right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I got sick of hearing her scream, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Yeah. Ooh, always with the weird orgasm sounds. Sergio!
English dubbed.
I know. It's the worst, right? All right. Unfortunately, nobody heard her screaming, but we did get some cuts of the professor like looking at papers while mm-hmm. she was screaming and falling asleep there at his desk, and then they all wake up, and now Naomi's missing. All right, now we're missing another chick. Great.
Yeah.
Apparently, while they were poking around originally, the professor found a bunch of like papers and weird parchments and things like that. And it basically, we get the same backstory as the Templar Knights of Brazzano. Who the fuck put these guys on a boat? I have no idea.
Yeah.
And that's never talked about or explained or anything. The only thing I can surmise is maybe this was maybe like a different detachment of the Knights Templars.
Oh, maybe.
And somebody, they were like terrorizing the seas and somebody got sick of them or something. I don't know. I'm completely making this up. So, yeah, that's what's happening. We get the same backstory about them turning from the church and worshiping the devil and all that shit and pretty scary stuff.
Yeah.
We start poking around the ship again, looking for Naomi, and we find what is, it's like a hidden door behind some cargo netting. Mm-hmm. They pull off the nets, they go inside, and they find a bunch of treasure.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, they start loading their bags up, and there's one skull with horns on it that's like mounted to the wall.
Yeah, big-ass horns.
Yeah, huge. And they're like, hey, that's a pagan sign of the devil right there. Watch out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sergio turns into a giant cock. He starts like filling his pockets and he's like, I'm gonna be rich and I'm not gonna work for Tucker anymore, and I'm done with this shit. You can take this job and stick it, and fuck off while you're at it. Pretty well, in all this commotion, they've managed to wake up the blind dead again.
Yep.
And now they're up and moseying around after him. Oh, scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They chase everybody up onto the main deck.
And very slowly.
By chase, I mean like kind of annoy them to a point where they just left. They get up there, and again, these fucking chase sequences are about 13 to 14 minute chunks of the goddamn movie.
Mm-hmm.
They get up there, they corner them like in one corner of the deck, and the professor gets this ingenious idea that he's going to fashion himself a crucifix, and then he's going to light the crucifix on fire, and that will ward off the blind dead. So that's basically what happens. He gets that, and he's like, in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost, get the fuck out of here. And he starts, like, you know, coming at him with this crucifix. They all start backpedaling, which is good. And then he chases them all the way back below decks, where I guess they get right back into their crypts.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool, because once they get underneath the deck, the deck door closes automatically.
Yeah.
Looked like a convertible car.
Yeah, dude.
Remember with those things? The real ragtops? They're like, okay, cool. But apparently they figured out, and this is never touched on either, the blind dead are on some kind of a schedule.
Yeah.
Like they wake up every half hour or so.
Yeah, or at night.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah. But there's no way to tell when is night and when is day inside this fucking fog.
Yeah.
So somehow we draw the conclusion that they have about a half hour before the blind dead are back up and looking to kick somebody's ass. So,
well, they had to regroup. You know.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
they had a bunch of Pedialyte down there.
That's right.
They need to do some stretches and rehydrate, and then they'll be right back with you.
That's right.
So that's what's happening. They're like, well, fuck, man. We don't have anything else to make crucifixes or anything else, so what are we going to do now? Like, well, we got about a half hour, so we got to figure some shit out. So I think it was the professor got the ingenious idea. Mm-hmm. Let's go downstairs. Let's round them up while they're in their coffins, and we'll just throw them overboard. Fuck these guys.
So that's a bad plan.
No, that's probably the most logical thing I've heard the entire movie.
Right.
So that's exactly what they do. They go downstairs. They have to lift all these heavy caskets up, and they throw them overboard. And we get a very ridiculous, underwater scene of little baby caskets floating.
Yeah.
They're clearly miniatures again, but whatever.
It was all filmed in a bathtub.
That's what it seems like. Yeah. Somebody's dark-ass bathroom. All right, so they throw all the caskets overboard. Very cool. Now it's looking like they are kind of in the clear because they can stay on the galleon and not have to worry about the blind dead anymore. Mm-hmm. And the fog has, like, separated. So maybe throwing them overboard somehow abated the fog.
Yeah, they saw stars.
Yeah, they saw stars.
I didn't see any stars.
I didn't either. either.
I didn't see anything at all. Yeah. They just kept cutting back to that little boat in the bathtub. Like, oh, whatever. All right. You say you see stars. Okay, so that's cool. I guess what we can do is navigate via the stars, I'll say. It's not mentioned, but I'll sign off on it. I don't care. Now, here's the part I don't understand. You have the speedboat, which has about an inch and a half of water in it. You also have a yacht around there somewhere.
Yeah, I think the yacht disappeared.
Did it?
Yeah.
Either way, instead of utilizing either of these, they decide they're just going to make a swim for it.
Yeah.
All right. So they round up like a giant log, throw
except
that
the professor, because he can't swim.
Yeah, the professor can't swim, so he's like, well, you guys just send help, I guess. I'm just going to hang here. Yeah. I don't feel very secure about this, but, you know, make it snappy if you could. So Lillian, Tucker, and Sergio decide they're going to throw one log over, only one for all three of them, and they're just gonna start pedaling their way to wherever, I guess. No mention of any land or islands or anything.
No.
They're just going to swim off into the night.
Why not?
You're going to get eaten by a fucking shark, you dumb shits. God. Why are people still...
Ghost right. sharks.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. I'm sure that's a sci-fi movie somewhere. All right, so they throw the fucking log over. Sergio's got like a giant sack of gold on him. So they all jump overboard. Sergio's like, he's weighing everything down because he's got all this gold on him.
Mm-hmm.
And Tucker's like, hey, you fucker, ditch the goddamn bags. You're going to drown us all. So Sergio and Tucker like have this weird fucking almost like one of those chicken fights you used to have in the pool.
Yeah.
And Sergio is drowning Tucker. And Lillian is like, hey, let him breathe, you fucker. Eventually, Lillian pulls like a gold dagger out of Sergio's bag and stabs Sergio.
Mm-hmm.
There goes Sergio. Now we have Tucker and Lillian, and they're just, you know, doggy paddling their way off to wherever. Cut back to the Ghost Galleon itself. Below decks, the weirdo skull Satan thing is, I don't know, it's waking up or something. It's glowing red. And somehow it knocks something over, which starts a fire. Now the fucking boat's on fire, and our professor is still on there.
Yeah, like Indiana Jones, you're not supposed to touch the... the treasures at all.
You don't do that.
No.
I mean, to be honest with you, I probably would. I know. I'm looking for a payday.
The temptation
is there. You fucking put me on the Ghost Galleon. I got to deal with the blind dead. I want a paycheck out of this, you that's right. motherfucker. So the weirdo skull lights up, and it causes a fire on the boat. Now the boat's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
We see the professor. He's like, oh, shit, what do we do? And now we cut back to the toy boat in the bathtub, which you can clearly tell because there's like two flames.
Yeah.
And that's it. But then you cut back to the professor and it's like the whole set's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know, 1974, what do you want? So the professor like dies of smoke inhalation as the Ghost Galleon is going up in flames and eventually sinking. All right, that's cool. Now we cut to the next day. Apparently Tucker and Lillian have made landfall on some remote island. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
they get up, they're like, oh, fuck, we're so tired from pedaling all night. Oh, my God, and they just kind of collapse there on the beach.
Pass out.
Yeah. Now we see the blind dead coming up on the beach, and apparently they were just walking on the bottom of the ocean
mm-hmm.
and following them. We get to see the same fucking zombie come out of
for
the water.
Every one of them.
Like six times.
Yeah.
It's the same goddamn zombie.
Yeah.
You can tell it's the same zombie because as soon as it comes out of the water, all the water drains out of its eye sockets.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same goddamn zombie.
Just a longer version every time.
Yeah, is he just dunking himself and then coming back up? What's his problem? Whatever. Now we see like the whole blind dead horde and they're coming up on the beach and Tucker and Lillian are just still passed out in the sand. And they encircle Tucker and Lillian, and then the last shot of the movie is Tucker waking up with his super sharp facial features, and then we see the blind dead, like, doing a Michael Jackson Thriller thing
yeah.
down onto them. And that's pretty much your movie, man. What'd you guys think of the Ghost Galleon?
Not so good.
Okay.
I mean, I remember
compared to the other two, this one.
This is probably my least favorite
yeah.
in rewatching them so far. A lot with the stupid chase sequences
yeah.
of them just kind of moseying after whoever while they freak out and
mm-hmm.
yeah. I did the part where she was the first girl when she went down to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the same thing. I was like, fuck, how long is it going to take her to look
right?
around?
She just kept going around, and what is over here, and there's some cobwebs.
But you know what? Okay, in the real world, if you were on a ship at night and there's no lights, you wouldn't fucking see nothing.
No, of course not. Mm-hmm. I've been on a ship at night in the middle of the ocean. It's fucking dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Scary stuff, dude. It wasn't a ghost galleon, though. Be cool if it was. I would try to get some treasure out of that piece.
Yeah.
You got to, right? You're on a ghost galleon. It's a Templar's Knights. I've seen National Treasure. I know they have treasure about. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to at least get like a fucking gold doubloon.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a gold earring or something. Give my wife. I'm sure she'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, dude. That's your ghost galleon. It's fine. If you're a blind dead completist, you're going to want to check that out. Again, very little continuity between Return of the Evil Dead and Ghost Galleon.
Yeah.
Like I said, somehow these fuckers got on a boat.
Well, maybe they wanted to leave the village.
Why wouldn't they hop on the train? They did hop on the train. Remember at the end of the first one?
Oh, well, the train maybe took them to the boat.
To the docks, and then they got on the ghost. All right. That makes sense. They're just on a sightseeing tour, really.
Yeah.
All right, you maniacs. Let's take us a little break, and we'll get back with some other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, inmates. If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
Rock and roll. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I think we're just going to not do the Terra Dome anymore. We'll just move on to some other stuff. We don't need to worry about who the champion is this year, right? I'm not interested anymore. Are you guys?
No.
Let's just move past it.
I'm fine with it.
Let's get into the Terra Dome, you monkeys.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
I'm not going to hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash him right the fuck in. I'll kill you all. I tried to be crazy. I'll kill you all. I'll make your worst dream come true.
6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. With blackest eyes. The devil's eyes.
Welcome to the Terra Dome.
We have to crown ourselves a champion for the year of 2016. The Terra Dome Championship came down to, in singles competition, one Freddy Krueger versus my very own Pyramid Head. I should mention that this is Freddy's very first trip to the championship. You'd think he would go more often. I thought when I set this whole thing up, it would be Freddy versus Jason every single year. That has never happened.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I guess so. So, I guess, without further ado, your winner for the fun. Oh, you son of a bitch. God damn it. All right, here we go. Alessa Gillespie jerked and spasmed in the backseat of her car. The demon came to her aid but was unable to defend her against the attacker inside her own mind. With a tear of clothing, her shirt ripped open down the middle. The words, "She's mine now," were carved into her flesh by invisible hands. Then her throat opened and the blood began to flow. With the death of Alessa Gillespie, the demon would be forced to return to which it came. With a vote of 13-6, your 2016 Terra Dome champion in singles competition is Freddy Krueger.
Yeah!
You fuckers!
All right.
How dare you? I can't believe that, man. A Pyramid Head would clearly beat Freddy.
That's right.
Like in a fight? Come on. A giant sword against little finger blades? Oh, forget it. Just forget the whole thing. All right, let's take a look at the teams competition.
Yeah.
For the all the marbles in the 2016 Terra Dome teams division, we had the Predators versus the Nazi Zombies. Plasma fire smashed into the flanks of the armored column. The Risen of the Third Reich were under attack from seemingly all directions. Colonel Herzog attempted to reposition his men to launch the counterattack, but most were blown to bits in the confusion. As the colonel made a last-ditch effort to reanimate the men, a net-like device of alien origin pinned him against the side of his own vehicle and began contracting, liquefying the colonel and silencing the undead of the SS forever. With a vote of 11-6, the Predators are your 2016 champions. Fucking bullshit!
All right.
Oh, this is crap.
They're with me.
You're an asshole, is what it is. I hold you responsible, you jerk. There you have it, inmates. Your Terradome champions for 2016 in singles, Freddy Krueger, and in teams, the Predators.
Right on.
So, I believe Gracie's, Poppy, and Eric, yes, have prize packs coming to them. If you're listening, guys, get me your home address, and I'll get those in the mail right away. Eric is local, though.
Yes.
All right, so, Eric, if you just want to hit me up, I can hook up with you and hand it to you, or Buddy, or somebody can, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do there, tough guy.
Way to go, guys.
So, there you have it. Another year, another season in the books.
Mm-hmm.
I miss it already, even though I feel like I got robbed on that last one. Fucking sons of bitches.
It wasn't meant to be.
Shut your mouth!
I lost early on, so.
Yeah. Dude, I picked the Nazi Zombies last year. They didn't make it out of the first round.
Wow.
People just hate me, I think is what it is.
There's no logic to why they pick who they pick.
I agree.
They don't break it.
Well, what happens is they pick their fighters. Their fighters get eliminated, and then they hold these grudges against whoever eliminated their fighters.
That's right.
And GP goes back like 6 years. So, well, back in 2012, I had the Wolfman, and then, fuck off.
Or if your emails get in the junk folder and they don't get seen.
They don't care for that. They don't care for that at all. Then it's just like, pick against whoever Darian said. God damn it. All right, inmates, that was the Terradome Championship. Thank you very much for participating, those of you that did, and voting. Since that was the end of that, we are now going to open up the representation for next year's Terradome. If you have a fighter you want to see in the tournament, or if you want to go ahead and pick who's going to represent you, you can do so, as usual, via the Mental Health Hotline at 775-387-0275 or on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. The only rule pertaining to that is that your fighter must have been seen in at least two movies or TV shows. The only exception to that is Killer Clowns from Outer Space, just because they've been in every single tournament, so we can't not have them in there. So, first come, first serve on that. As hosts, we always pick last,
right?
Because it's only fair.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe next year I'll take Maniac Cop. He never goes anywhere either, but neither does the tall man, and he went pretty far.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I was just thinking of the Punisher.
Well, the Punisher isn't really a horror villain, so.
Marvel.
He's actually a comic book character. If you want to do like a comic book character tournament, then we can figure that out. All right, inmates, get to us. Let us know what you like in next year's tournament. Or if there's somebody in that wasn't in this year's tournament that you want me to bring back or whatever you want to do, just let me know. In the meantime, I would like to tell you what I am looking at.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at?
The things I do for our listeners, I swear to God. Kreese hit us up on the Facebook page and asked me to find a certain clip from a certain movie.
Mm-hmm.
I did not find exactly the clip she was looking for, but I did happen to own the movie. It's called Night of the Hunted from 1980.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's another one of those Jean Roland, Jess Franco, softcore 70s porno type of things.
Oh.
So basically what you have here is a group of people that are stricken with like a rolling memory loss. So like they can remember everything up to 5 minutes ago. And then as the time keeps going, they keep forgetting everything that happens after that. It's great. Uh-huh. And a hot blonde manages to escape the facility and engage in some illicit affairs because she can't remember. But then they capture her and they bring her back and she has like a lesbian thing going on. Not very good, but I watched it, and I sat through the whole goddamn thing because I was trying to find that clip for Kreese.
All right.
Yeah, so you can skip that one. Ban the Sadist film. This is a documentary about the video nasties of the early 80s over in the UK.
Oh.
You guys familiar with this business?
No.
So in like the early 80s, the United Kingdom went on like this puritanical tirade of horror films and various exploitation films. They basically banned them completely from the country. They called them video nasties. And some of the movies that got banned were just ridiculous. Evil Dead got banned.
You know what?
Oh, wow.
Huh.
That is true, because the very last time I was in Europe, the only place you could see, like, the Evil Dead or Dawn of the Dead was at a bar, and you had to pay money to go into the back room.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of shady.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't allowed.
Treat it like a snuff film.
Yeah, right? Right. You gotta, like, know the password and shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Alrighty. Like Evil Dead, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Driller Killer, for Christ's sakes, which is ridiculous. Basically, all the movies that we love were banned over there. They've since, like, peeled it back a little bit, and you can watch that stuff now. But it's kind of weird to see how this, like, this paranoia just started snowballing, and it just got bigger. And the weirdest part about the whole thing is nobody could give, like, a clear definition as to what was obscene and what wasn't. It was just kind of like, well, we'll know it when we see it.
Yeah.
So that basically envelops everything eventually.
Okay.
Lastly, I checked out Mercy from 2016. Home Invasion. This is a Netflix original. It's a home invasion with, like, a weird twist at the end.
Yeah.
Kind of gets into religious themes and some other weird stuff. Worth checking out, I'd say.
I have it on my list, so yeah.
Yeah. That's good enough. You'll probably like that one.
Cool.
That's all I'm looking at, Monica. How about you?
So I got on a Brendan Fraser kick and watched.
Is your mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
Brendan Fraser kick, huh?
She's never not been on a Brendan Fraser kick.
Yeah. Well, after watching The Mummy, I was like, I gotta see all of his movies.
Okay.
But I only made it through one.
Encino Man.
So bad. It was called Harebrained.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah, he looks hideous. I don't know what happened to him.
Is it like... modern Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Is he a big fat guy now?
Yeah, he's a little bit.
Oh no.
I'm saying just a little bit.
All right.
Definitely needs hair.
Oh no.
And a tan.
Oh, Brendan.
I got to watch Let's Be Evil.
Oh, I've been flirting with that on Netflix. How's that?
Oh, God.
No?
Oh.
No good.
I'll take that off my list.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Well, if you're really, like, high-tech computer geek, it is your kind of movie.
Okay.
But the ending kind of sucked. There was no explanation.
Huh.
Basically, these three kids work in a facility that is run by computers.
Right.
And the kids are learning off of their virtual glasses.
Well, that sounds like fun.
And, yeah. Well, the kids decide to turn on the adults.
Okay.
That's all I'll say if you guys are going to watch it. All
right.
No, I might check it out.
All right.
I got to rewatch Ravenous.
That's a good show.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused.
About what?
So he was just a regular man, right? He didn't, like...
Are you talking about Guy Pearce or Robert Carlyle?
Robert. Like, after he ate people...
I mean, kind of crazy.
That,
and then they got into that whole Native American Wendigo thing.
Yeah.
And it seemed like something was happening, because at the beginning, Jeffrey Rush is, like, smashing the walnuts with his book to break them, and then he starts eating people, and he's, like, just doing it with his hand.
So I was like, did they, like, turn into something else?
I'm thinking something. I don't know if they turned into anything, or if they just got, like, super cool powers for cannibalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
If I can do that, I might give it a shot.
But yeah, that movie was creepy watching it again.
The soundtrack of that, like, the weird, like, scratching sounds and stuff, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
It is. It's great. It's a great show.
One of my favorites.
I watched a new movie called Priceless.
What is that?
Oh, my God. Okay, so... I don't want to offend anybody.
Uh-oh. Too late.
But if you are a female and you are crossing the border into America in the back of a cargo truck, you are not going to go live happily ever after anywhere. You are going to a whorehouse.
I think you would kind of assume that somebody's going to take some liberties.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, you know.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. That funny guy from Krampus, remember the brother-in-law?
Oh, Koechner?
He plays in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was pretty good. And then I got on a documentary kick. I was watching this one on Netflix called Christina.
Okay.
About the cancer breast cancer, 38 years old.
Okay.
It goes into remission. It comes back in her liver.
Oh, that's wow. a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. And I fucking hate when doctors lie to you. Just don't lie.
Yeah.
Don't.
Is that a regular thing? I don't. You work around doctors. You would know.
Well, I experienced it firsthand, you know, like when my doctor, or my dad's doctor said, hey, John, I'll see you in September. Yeah, he's dead, dude. So why did you even say that? So stop lying.
Wow.
Yeah. And then that's why I don't go to the doctor anymore.
Yeah, don't go.
I'm not going to go.
If you're healthy, don't go.
I'll Google it, whatever it is.
And then the last one I watched was called Extremes.
Three Extremes?
No, just Extremes. Oh, okay. It's also on Netflix. It's about actually like pulling the plug on your loved ones.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was depressing. Heavy. Yeah.
Jeez.
Heavy, because these people were still conscious enough to say, oh, God.
Yeah, dude, I think I'm okay with it. Like, if I get in like a motorcycle accident and my wife wants to put me away, I'm all right with that.
Well,
I don't want to live like a fucking
vegetable.
Yeah, you know, or like a, like if I can't beat off anymore or play video games or go to the occasional titty bar, then I don't think I need to be hanging. I'm just going to be miserable and I'm going to make everybody else miserable. Yeah. Right?
It's harder on everybody else.
Yeah. I don't want to be a burden to everybody.
There was one lady, she was only 38, and they didn't say like what was wrong with her, but you know, the doctor was like, well, you know, you got to decide. Do you want to keep living on this machine or do you want us to take it off? And she's like crying. She's like, I'm only 38 years old. I'm a grandma. How do you want me to just die? I'm like, oh, my God.
Sheesh.
This is awful. And I'm like sitting there at my desk, like crying, and my boss is like walking by. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez, Monica.
That's all I watched.
Well, now that you brought the show to a complete and total low, buddy, tell me you watched some cartoons or something, man.
How about Flash? I saw a couple episodes of Flash season two.
Very cool.
I just started season two of Zoo.
Okay, that's one where the animals are getting smart.
Yeah, that's really good. Cool. See a couple more episodes of season three's Bates Motel.
Cool.
Gotta hurry up and get caught up on that. And one episode more of Game of Thrones.
You gotta get caught up on the Game of Thrones.
I know. I'm still on season one, episode three. I just watched that one. So
nice. Yeah. I should also mention I finished season one of Twin Peaks.
Oh, wow.
Which is, it. Like I said, it's a good show. You just gotta be into David Lynch because there's a lot of weird stuff going on there.
Okay.
You know, a lot of weird dream sequences and stuff like that. And it's very heavy on the early 90s/80s, like the big hairdos and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Right.
Dude, Sherilyn Fenn. Wow. Mm. She was some
piece.
Yes. Yeah. And then, like, towards the end of the first season, she goes to work at what's basically a brothel. Things get weird because she finds out that her dad actually owns the brothel.
Oh.
Yeah, it gets pretty. But she spends a lot of time in lingerie.
Mm.
And I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
Wow.
Alrighty.
Very cool.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into some immersion therapy then.
Oh, yeah.
Immersion therapy.
So, I said earlier that I saw the ending coming. For the most part, I knew that the two were going to be linked somehow. The guy with the jacked up face and the daughter, the younger girl that attacked her.
Yeah.
I knew those two were going to be connected somehow. I didn't think it was going to go like that.
I guess.
It wasn't a bad
show. Did I miss something?
Apparently. Did you not?
Yeah, I watched the movie. What did I miss?
That's the her twist. Dad. Yeah. The guy with the jacked up face is the girl's dad.
Oh. I thought she died.
She did, but not until he got her out of the institution. And then they were actually fucking with the doctor for real. And then she died at the end.
Right.
After the doctor killed her boyfriend thinking it was a little girl.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And then you find out that she is the one that actually fucked up the dad's face. like slashed them all up.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of staged the car accident to make it look like a car accident. Or he actually got into a car accident on purpose so that he would have a reason to go to the hospital after getting defaced, pretty much.
Yeah, I didn't see the father-daughter thing coming at all, but I knew the guy, I had a feeling something was going to happen with him, like he was part of something.
The guy with the face?
The guy with the face, yeah.
It was weird seeing Walter Peck in movies these days. It doesn't look like he's aged at all.
Mm-mm.
Remember Walter Peck from Ghostbusters, the EPA asshole that shuts down the protection grid?
Oh.
He was also in Die Hard as the asswipe reporter.
Yeah.
He played a pretty good asswipe in just about everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That was guy? That was her therapist.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. He looks the same.
Yeah. He doesn't age. Fucking vampires.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. Very cool. Not a bad show. Definitely worth checking. I hope we didn't just spoil that for you if you didn't get a chance to watch it, inmates. But it's a little bit of a twist there. You might or might not see it coming. Buddy, what do you got for us this week?
All right, this week, let's check out 2016's The Watcher. It is written and directed by Ryan Rothmeyer. Stars Aaron Cahill, Edie Gathigi, Denise Crosby, and Riley Barron.
Edie Gathigi.
Yeah.
It sounds like a cartoon character. Right on, inmates. Check that out. We'll do the same, and we can compare notes next week.
Yeah.
First, we got to educate Miss Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Educating Miss Monica.
Monica, you got nailed. By,
yes.
Just about by Angel, by Sean, Alan, I think, got you. I wasn't even in the right neighborhood with ticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, but it was the ticks.
Mm-hmm.
Ticks with Carlton.
Yes.
I forgot he was like an actual actor for a minute. What's his name? Alfonso Rivera.
Yeah.
Now he's like a race car driver or something.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. He did he did like a thing on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And then after that he did like some celebrity Grand Prix.
Oh.
And he won it, and then after that he just became like a full time race car guy.
Oh, he found his calling.
Because why not?
Really? That sucks though, being Carlton. Because you know everywhere he goes.
Everybody wants to see him dance.
That's fucking Carlton, man. Yeah. Fuck.
But he enjoys doing it though.
I hope so, because that's pretty much all he's got.
And on Dancing with the Stars, he did it on the show too. They threw it into the dance routine.
If I ever see him, I am going to go out of my way to call him Panic. He'll be like, "What? Holy shit! That guy called me Panic. Wow, very cool, Monica. You dug deep last week. What do you got for us this week?"
Okay. Like I said, it's easy.
Uh-huh.
Is everything all in my head? I'm not sure. I do know I have feelings for you, but you have feelings for someone else. So now I'm going to have to kill your family and play with you for a while with that saw.
Oh. I was leaning towards the loved ones, but I don't remember her killing the family.
Hmm.
All right, think about that, inmates.
Hmm.
I don't think it would be... All right, well, think about that, see what you come up with. I'm going to ponder that myself. But for now, why don't we put her to bed with a little werewolf athletics action?
Mm-hmm.
We've had some weird weather lately, huh?
Yeah.
The Company of Wolves.
Yeah, so we get like one nice day followed by 2 days of rain.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets even more into a microcosm of like 2 hours of sunshine, then freezing wind for another hour,
yep.
Then snow, and then back to sunshine. It's nuts. I'm up to about 16 miles this week.
Wow.
And I got to knock them out real quick, like, because like the sun will come out, I got to hit the road before it starts snowing.
Right.
So that's how it's been.
And hope you're not too far away.
That's exactly right, because if it starts snowing, I really got to haul ass. Weather's getting nicer, at least here in Reno, inmates, so it might be a good time to start thinking about your beach bod. You know, summer's coming up. You're going to want to look good for the ladies up at the reservoir or wherever you're going.
Yeah.
So whatever you're into, I don't know. Just something to think about. Also, as the weather gets warmer, you want to stay hydrated, so drink some water.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you can also drink bone broth.
Yes.
It's good for, what was it, autism or something like that?
Everything. Yeah, everything. Pretty much.
It's good for everything. Try out some bone broth. It doesn't smell good, and it doesn't taste good. It's not good, I guess is what I'm saying. Yeah. You're going to want to mix it with something, maybe not vodka, or maybe you do, I don't know, whatever you're into.
Maybe just a splash of tomato juice.
Tomato juice. Yeah. That's what I think our saving grace was with Leatherface.
Yeah.
The tomato juice, and you went pretty heavy on the pepper.
Yeah.
And I think you hit us pretty hard with the sriracha,
too. Yeah.
Because it had a nice little zing, a little whipper to it.
If you can handle the spicy, go for the jalapeno bone broth.
I think that's probably the route you want to go with the bone broth.
Yeah.
But it does have some pretty serious healthy effects on your body, so it's worth looking into.
Absolutely.
I think that's about going to do us for the week. You guys got anything else on the week?
No.
No? Alrighty, inmates. As usual, like, comment, subscribe. You can contribute like a bad motherfucker that you are at the patron link at paddedroom.podbean.com. You can also do your t-shirt shopping at the T-Villain link there and the Amazon link also. I rigged up the Amazon link, so when you hit it, it takes you straight to the horror DVD section.
Awesome.
See that?
Nice.
You are the man.
I'm saving you some calories is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
What else? I think that's it. So why don't you join us next week for Night of the Seagulls. We're going to be putting away the Blind Dead. Finally. Are you guys tired of the Blind Dead yet?
No.
I like them.
Yeah.
I just
it's enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah, I just wish there was a little continuity between movies.
A little explanation.
Something. Anything. Maybe put them on... It wouldn't be bad as if they got on motorcycles. How dope would that be?
Maybe we throw them on the Terror Dome next year.
They never could do anything. I put them in like the first 4 years. They get killed every goddamn time because they're so fucking slow.
Yeah,
that's true. That's the main problem. They always get taken down because they're goddamn slow.
Yeah, but they always come back.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that. They're already dead.
Yeah. All right, inmates. Join us next week for Night of the Seagulls. In the meantime, for Miss Monica, Buddy, and the Padded Room Podcast, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week. I want to know how to survive in nightlife.